In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place.
And good evening, everyone.
He's doing it right now.
This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming with another podcast. And this one, it's just pretty much, it's going to be short, but informative, I hope. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking You for another day, and we're thanking You for another evening that You have allowed us to see, and we thank You. For You did not have to allow us to wake up this morning, but You did, and we are grateful. And thankful, and we thank You. Father, give us strength. Give us the strength that we need, and we need it. And we thank You for it. And we ask You, Father, that You continue going nursing homes, hospitals. Father, give those a touch on today. And we thank You. Give us the strength that we need, Jesus, because without it, we can do nothing. And we thank You. And we praise You. We thank You, Jesus, for bringing those to You. Because without You, again, we can do nothing. We need You, Jesus, and time is short. We thank You. We praise You. Someone's feeling depressed. Someone's feeling anxious. Someone's feeling just nervous on today. And Father, may they be blessed on today. We thank You for healing them today. And we say thank You. Thank You. Thank You. We praise You. We give You praise. We give You glory. And we give You honor. And we say thank You again. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. All right, here we are. Hopefully everyone is having a good evening on tonight. This podcast is entitled, and these are all Let's Talk About. Let's talk about, should a believer be a coach? Should a believer be a coach? And I will take it. Scripture from Proverbs 27 and 17 reads thus wise, common scripture, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Let me say that when we are helping one another and we are in accord with one another, And we're doing things together and we are knitted together to make the product or the goal or the expectation, whatever it is, to work. We work together. And what we're doing is we're sharpening the iron with what we are doing. So that iron, sharpening iron, guess what? We want to do that. And that is something that we need to do. And it's something we should want to do. We should want to work together for the good, for the glory of the Lord. That's what it's all about. Now here, we're talking about coaches. And I from day one, so to speak, I do some podcasts on coaching, but this one is to kind of ask a question, maybe answer a question, maybe. Should a believer be a coach? And I'm gonna answer that with a definite yes. I'm gonna say that a believer needs to be a coach, okay? Now, do they have to go through some formal type of training or something? I would recommend it. If you can, I would say yes, because I would say that a coach, a minister, a pastor, so I would kind of say that they kind of have some coaching responsibilities too. When they are helping the flock. And when they are talking to the flock about what we should be doing and the Lord giving us the instruction, and we are being held accountable. And coaches do that. And we are getting like reminders, so to speak. And that's what coaches do. They're giving reminders about accountability. You see, people think that coaches, you know, you walk into the realm of counseling. It's not the counseling. It is the holding of the accountability. It's the holding of the accountability of what the person came in for. And guess what? We all should have an accountability partner. We should. We should have somebody. It could be your best friend. It could be somebody that you know. It could be a professional person. But accountability counts. Because if you're not accountable to something, you won't be accountable to anything. And then what will happen is anything can go. And you don't want such. So that's why I'm definitely in favor of a leader, a pastor, or, you know, missionary, evangelist, or whatsoever, should be a coach. And they should be a coach and helping that believer, helping that other person come to the Lord, because they're Christian coaches. So helping that person come to the Lord, and that's what coaching does. So, like I said, the message is pretty, pretty short in terms of that. Know the difference between just a general coach, traditional coach, and a spiritual coach. And the spiritual coach, of course, this type of coach, you're going to use scripture. You're going to back up what you say with the word of God. And that's the spiritual piece that a believer can use even while being a coach. So I could definitely advocate for a believer becoming a coach. Definitely so. Help the people find what it is that they need to be accountable for. Do you know that you have people that they don't know how to be accountable? You have people that you'd be surprised that they don't know how to be accountable to something. And they need that helping hand. And so that coach, that believer coach can help them. Take an initiative to be that coach. Like I said, if it takes a little training to do it, it helps. It helps to do it. It's not all about the money. No, it's not. It's about the helping piece, to helping the believer to get to where they need to be. That is where it's all at. Hold on 1 second. Talking about the Spotify for podcasters. It used to be the Anchor app, whatever they call it, is still on the Anchor line. And we say, it's a great podcast. We'll send you different places and you will be glad that you tried it out. If you know that it will monetize you and will put you into other podcasts as well. Spotify actually is one of a big network. So get on the Spotify for Podcasters app today. And you'll be glad that you did. And it's free. Give it a try on today. Spotify for Podcasters. Try it out. Let's just finish this up. Let's talk about, should a believer be a coach? And once again, I'm going to say yes. A believer should be a coach. Look into the opportunities to be so. It can only help you. Blessings.